The first reading is a reading from the Book of Lamentations. The Lord has consumed without pity all the dwellings of Jacob. He has torn down his anger, the fortress of daughter Judah. He has brought to the ground in dishonor her king and her princes. On the ground in silence sit the old men of daughter Zion. They strew dust on their heads and gird themselves with sackcloth. The maidens of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. Worn out from weeping are my eyes. Within me all is in ferment. My gall is poured out on the ground because of the downfall of the daughter of my people. This child and infant faint away in the open spaces of the town. In vain they ask their mothers, "Where is the grain?" As they faint away like the wounded in the streets of the city and breathe their last in their mother's arms. To what can I liken or compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? What example can I show you for your comfort, virgin daughter Zion? For great as the sea is your downfall, who can heal you? Your prophets had for you false and specious visions. They did not lay bare your guilt to avert your fate. They beheld for you in vision false and misleading portents. Cry out to the Lord, moan, O daughter Zion. Let your tears flow like a torrent day and night. Let there be no respite for you, no repose for your eyes. Rise up, shrill in the night, at the beginning of every watch. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your little ones who faint from hunger at the corner of every street. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Why, O God, have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your flock which you built up of old, the tribe you redeemed as your inheritance, Mount Zion where you took up your abode. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Turn your steps toward the utter ruins, toward all the damage the enemy has done in the sanctuary. Your foes roar triumphantly in your shrine. They have set up their tokens of victory. They are like men coming up with axes to a clump of trees. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. With chisel and hammer, they pack all the paneling of the sanctuary. They set your sanctuary on fire. The place where your name abides, they have razed and profaned. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Look to your covenant, for the hiding places in the land and the plains are full of violence. May the humble not retire in confusion. May the afflicted and the poor praise your name. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet of the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into utter darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go as you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and waited on them. When it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities, and he bore our diseases. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again today, when you listen to the first reading, it's just very sad, you know, babies dying in their mother's arms, and it's all a story of Jerusalem being unfaithful to God. And here, Jesus says the same thing when he's talked about, first of all, the faith, and the thing that we say almost every time we go, we say every time we go to Mass, Lord, I'm not worthy to say the word. But then he says to them, now this guy isn't a Jew, right? And he says, amen, I say to you, and no one in Israel have I found such faith. And I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the banquet of the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into utter darkness. Why? Because they didn't believe. That's why. And so sometimes we think, well, just because I'm Catholic, I'm already in. That doesn't count. You got to have faith. We got to believe what we say. We got to believe what the church teaches. And not only do we got to believe it, we got to live it, right? We got to believe that God can do anything and that he will. And God wants to heal us, as we heard yesterday in the gospel. And that God reaches out to all people. He isn't just a God for a few. He's a God for anyone who will believe. So what does that mean? Believe. That's what it means. Believe that Jesus Christ can do anything. Believe that he wants to. Believe that he loves you. Believe that God is the God for all people. Not just for you. For everyone. And your job and my job is to help people enter into that kingdom and help them to believe. So today, let's believe. Let's make that act of humility. Only say the word and I shall be healed. When we go to Mass, every time we say it, let's believe it. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.